It may one day be possible to detect early-stage Alzheimer's through a simple sniff test. New research links a person's mental decline to their ability to identify odors like licorice and chocolate. NPR's John Hamilton reports.
People with Alzheimer's often have a surprising complaint. William Kreisel, a neurologist at Columbia University, says it has to do with food.
Patients will tell us that food does not taste as good early on in certain brain conditions.
Food is less tasty because these patients have lost the ability to smell what they eat. And Kreisel says that's often because odor signals coming from the nose have to be processed in vulnerable areas of the brain.
Areas of the brain that degenerate early on in Alzheimer's disease.
So scientists have wondered whether it might be possible to use odor detection to identify people in the early stages of Alzheimer's. To find out, Kreisel led a team that studied 84 people in their 60s and 70s. Some already had developed problems with memory and thinking. The participants took something called the University of Pennsylvania Smell Identification Test, or UPSIT.
It's basically a set of cards, and each card has a little scratch and sniff test on it. The patient scratches that little button and then smells. And just like a kid scratching the sniff book, there'll be different odors that are on each page.
Familiar odors like coffee, chocolate, cinnamon, and licorice. Sure enough, people who did poorly on the test were three times more likely than people who did well to have memory problems. Then, Kreisel says, the team looked to see how odor detection compared with more costly and difficult methods of detecting signs of Alzheimer's. They picked PET scans and spinal taps.
What we found was that a low score on the UPSIT was able to predict memory decline in older adults about as well as the PET scan or by spinal tap.
A second study by another team at Columbia found that the odor test scores also predicted which people were most likely to develop dementia. The research was presented today at the Alzheimer's Association International Conference in Toronto. Kreisel says odor detection might eventually offer a quick and inexpensive way to help spot Alzheimer's.
The whole idea is to create tests that a general clinician could use in an office setting that would give us really meaningful information as far as understanding what's going on and how to prepare for the future.
But the odor tests aren't perfect. Other brain diseases, including Parkinson's, can also affect odor detection. Also, the ability to smell can be diminished by smoking, certain head injuries, and even normal aging. So researchers are looking at other so-called biomarkers of Alzheimer's, including some that are present in the eye. Maria Carrillo, chief science officer of the Alzheimer's Association, says that makes sense.
The eye has nerves that are very closely linked to the brain, and picking up those changes in the nerves of the eye can indeed tell us a lot of what's going on in the brain.
But Carrillo says all the tests will mean a lot more when there is a drug that can actually halt or slow down Alzheimer's disease. John Hamilton, NPR News.